Om Agana Timarandasya Ganandana Salakaya Chaksharun Vilitam Dena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishnatasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine I tell them at 8 o'clock it opens. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Puravani Vacharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschacharya Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Kora Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda Nitai Gaura Haribo 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 Maga karoti vachal, pangulangai tegem, yatkita tamang mande, si garundi tainam, pramanam arvam, si chaitanyeshram, haryom tatsat. We have the Bhagavad-gita. So how is everyone? Packed it out. Something that leads into a session. Session.
Of intelligence and the powers of the power. Krishna.
Who's this?
No, there was another microphone they were supposed to. We're reading from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 9. Machita matkata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayanta chamam nitya tushanti char manticha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Purport. Pure devotees whose characteristics are mentioned here engage themselves fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing Him with other devotees. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself, and in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. Once situated in that transcendental position, they can relish the highest perfection, which is exhibited by the Lord in His abode. Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the sowing of a seed in the heart of the living entity. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe, and out of them there are a few who are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get the chance to understand devotional service. This devotional service is just like a seed, and if it's sown in the heart of a living entity, and if he goes on hearing and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, that seed fructifies, just as the seed of a tree fructifies with regular watering. The spiritual plant of devotional service gradually grows and grows until it penetrates the covering of the material universe and enters into the Brahma Jyoti effulgence in the spiritual sky. In the spiritual sky, also that plant grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet of Krishna. Ultimately, the plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there. Gradually, as the plant grows fruits and flowers, that plant of devotional service also produces fruits, and the watering process in the form of chanting and hearing goes on. This plant of devotional service is fully described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila chapter 19. It is explained there that when the complete plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, one becomes fully absorbed in love of God. Then he cannot live even for a moment without being in contact with the Supreme Lord. Just as a fish cannot live out of the water, in such a state, the devotee actually attains the transcendental qualities in contact with the Supreme Lord. Translation again. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell on me. Their lives are fully dedicated to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlivening one another and conversing about me.
Hare Krishna. Hare Ram. This is a very important verse in the Bhagavad Gita because it talks about the qualities of the devotees, how they enjoy discussing about Krishna, his qualities, his pastimes. So, in this way, they are a great transcendental pleasure. So, I was thinking of this morning how someone gave me an iPad. So, it was playing a Krishna pastime from Krishna book. Angelica. I was thinking how in Goloka Vrindavan you have, of course, the Raja, there's the Mathura, and there's the Dwarka. So this is a new Dwarka, but before we get there, let's talk about the Raja. So there, like Krishna, he was surrounded by his coward friends. And he said, oh, this is a nice place. And he had all the glories of that place. Let's sit here and drink our lunch. And the cows, they can eat the tender grasses. So in this way, I sat with all the cowherd boys around him, and they were sharing whatever they had with Krishna. So like this, they're enjoying the direct service of Krishna. They're enjoying this relationship. So it mentioned that in our conditioned life, we get spiritual pleasure from the service. When I came to the temple, I saw a sign that said, at the bottom of the Rath Yatra, 25 cents for a vegetarian meal. So I thought, well, that's cheap, 25 cents. That was 1968. So I went, and they served me a plate. Well, they didn't really serve me a plate. They put down the pots, and I had to serve myself. But leave that resume. Eventually, I ended up behind the temple where Jayananda and about, I forget, 6 to 10 devotees were present. And he said, oh, what's your name? I said, well, I'm Jay. Oh, that's my name. I'm also Jayananda. So, do you know how to hold a nail? Well, I've held a nail before. Let's see if you can really do it. So he had to hold the nail and he hit it in. You know, the nail is a secret. You have to move your hand away before you get smashed. So once he gets in the wood, you move your hand away. He said, oh, you are expert. You're expert. You held that nail so good. You got a hammer too? Well, you know, a little bit, you know. Let's see how the nail. And he puts some lines, some circles on, and a hand on the nail. Oh, you're great. And just a hand on the nail, you know, nothing. Then he showed me the picture. We're going to liberate the people of California. We're going to do a rathiyatra here. And we're building this cart. And he showed me a picture of the a rathiyatra in Jagannath Puri. So, you know, there's a million people, or maybe half a million, so I don't know, a lot of people there. So I said, wow. And a huge cart. So I said, so it's going to take how many months to do the cart? I said, no, we got 10 days. 10 days? How are you going to build a cart in 10 days? Well, it can be done. We need your help. Are you willing to help to liberate all the people of California, especially San Francisco? Well, I didn't really have too much else important to do and liberate all the people. So I was very happy. And I experienced then so much happiness building the rock cart that although I was just brand new, I was just one day, the first day there, suddenly I was building a rock cart. I was feeling so much bliss. On the rock cart today, I decided I'll shave up, I'll become a brahmachari. Let me do this. So I joined in the shaving up on the rock yard today, and I was pulling the rocks. And I think Madhurisa, he was also there. But he was thinking whether to join or not. So he had to come here sometime. He saw, oh, this guy came, he shaved up, he joined. Okay, that's it, I'm joining too. So then I was some inspiration for him. But we could experience how much bliss just by rendering some service. Well, when you're actually in the Lila of Krishna, then at that time, you're a friend of Krishna, or you're a parent of Krishna, or you're a lover of Krishna, and that relationship is what gives you the happiness. So I think how a nice Krishna's friends, Lord Chaitanya had friends also. When he was a young boy, he'd go in the Ganges and he'd play mischief. He'd splash the Brahmins. Some he'd take water, sit on them while they were chanting their Gayatri. He said, what are you doing? You don't mind a Brahmana? He said, I am the father of the Ganges. Where is this boy from? How he says such things? Vishnu is the father of the Ganges. As a little boy, he could say all kinds of things. And they thought, well, he was just a mischievous boy. But actually, he was telling the truth. He was Krishna. So some boys are there with him. So then some girls came. They said, your father's coming. Your father's coming. Run for it. So he called all the friends around, told them something, and he left. His father came with a stick. Where is my boy? Everyone's complaining against him. Where is he? We want to ask you, where is he? When are you going to send him down to bathe in the Ganges? We're waiting here for him. You're waiting for him? Yeah. See, he's not here. What are you sending him? Same thing. All those elderly robbers, they wouldn't tell a lie. Some funny business. So somehow, the father and mother of Lord Chaitanya, the father, he thought, I have to discipline my son. I have to make sure he grows up to be a nice boy. So like a father, he was thinking all the time. But it said when the child was two, 3 years old, at that time, he had gone to the class of Mariputta. So Mariputta at that time, instead of giving a class on Bhakti Yoga, he was giving a class on Patanjali Yoga system. So he was saying, you see, you do pranayama, you hold your finger like this, and you close your nostril, and then Lord Chaitanya is a little taught, you do pranayama, hold your nose, and everyone crack up. And so he's trying to give a serious class on pranayama. And all the boy, and then little Lord Chaitanya was making a flipping on him. So after a while, he said, who is this boy? Why is he creating a disturbance? Is he the son of the Brahma? And Lord Chaitanya, I'm going to come, and just like you're disturbing your bhakti, I'm going to disturb your lunch. And he left. So they wondered, what's he talking about? So Mariputta went home. He was taking lunch. And Lord Chaitanya, he went home. He put on a yellow dhoti, and he put on ankle bells, and wrist bells, and he wore a peacock feather in his hair. So he looked just like Krishna, but golden color. And he walked over to Mariputta's house. And there he said, Mariputta! Mariputta was trying to eat his prasad. He said, what's happening? Mariputta! And he got up and he looked. He saw a little boy, but he spoke with such a powerful voice. He looked at the boy. This looks just like Krishna. He looks just like Krishna. Who did he look like? Who?
Krishna.
Who?
Krishna.
Just singing your way. So, and then Lord Chaitanya said, just like you disturbed your bhakti yoga by teaching the Patanjali system, so I have disturbed your lunch. And he went back home. Now, Mariputta thought, Krishna was a dedicated, I had prayed that Krishna would appear. Boy looked just like Krishna. So he went over to the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. So there, the two, they loved their child so much. Jagannath Mishra is holding, smelling his hair. Sachi Mata took him, is hugging him, smelled his hair. Jagannath Mishra took him, hugging him, so one after another, hugging him, they loved his son so much. And meanwhile, Mariputta had come, and he was looking, and he was studying, and he saw that this child has the qualities of Krishna. He's just like Krishna. So he began. He paid his prostrate obeisances and he began to chant the prayer to Lord Krishna. Namo Bhavanya Devayo Bhavana Hidayaja Devahita Krishnaya Govinda Namo Namaha. So then he was anonymous by Satchimata Adyagana Misa. Sir, we're poor brothers. You are the richest and most illustrious physician in the whole Anavadit. What brings you to our house? And he kept looking. He was convinced. This is Krishna. He started walking around them like four times. And what's going on? What is going on? What is this? And then they didn't know what to think. And then Jagannath Mishra grabbed their hand and he said, you are the most fortunate parents in the whole world because your son is... Wow! Lord Chaitanya started crying. I'm hungry! Censored. Beep, beep. So then he ran out. And what he wanted to say was never heard. So, like this, how much this the parents are feeling, the friends of Lord Chaitanya are feeling. It's unlimited in how much nectar in discussing the pastimes of the Lord. This is so much nectar. So, like this, the devotees, they discuss about Krishna. They discuss how Krishna did this and did that. And they like to discuss. And one devotee will discuss one lila, and that inspires another lila. Once I was with last Kartik, before coming here, I went to Mayapur, where Radhanath Swami was having the his yatra. And so he said, let's discuss about our childhood pastime of Krishna. So he would tell one lila, I would hand over to me, I would tell one lila, and he would tell one lila, like this. We went on. So much nectar in Krishna's pastimes. So, like that. If he can develop the taste for discussing about Krishna's lila, about Krishna's qualities, someone came up to me and said, what do you believe in? I mean, after you die, you know, I know that there's a soul. We have a soul. Well, what are you going to do when you die? This is the American, Christian outlook. I said, no, we don't have the soul. We are the soul. We never die. The body dies. Anyway. Do you believe you go to heaven? Well, in the Vedas, they say there's heaven, there's hell, there's a middle planets. But beyond all this, the highest kingdom of God, the spiritual world. So they don't have much philosophy, you know. Well, that's okay, but do you believe in heaven? She couldn't gather what I'm trying to say. Well, there's this kingdom of Godhead beyond heaven. Well, okay. Do you go there? I can't believe that you're born as a cat or a dog. I said, well, you're a religious person. I don't think you'd be born as a cat or dog, but if that was someone's, if their desires were best fulfilled by a cat or dog's body, thinking of that, I say that someone didn't have any belief in God, they had no belief in spiritual reality, and they just wanted to enjoy as much sex as possible. So, being a pigeon, you can have 50, 60 times a day sex. So maybe a pigeon body is what they really want. Like him, you only get sex so many times, but a pigeon has much more. So that really, well, that makes sense. I think I'll see you later. You know, so, unfortunately, people don't understand what is even like reincarnation or karma or what to speak of the personality of Godhead and his qualities. So, like, we have a Prabhupada's lectures. Many times you have to say, you're not the body, you're not the body. Sometimes he was in Mayapur, and there he was telling how the previous acharyas, each one who tried to do something to develop the holy Dham. So he said, I'm also trying to do something. So I'm very grateful for those who are helping me. And he broke up and he started crying. And, everyone was sitting around looking at each other like this is a rare occasion or sometimes once in Gorakhpur. He was talking how Lord Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami met. And he said, this is just like the meeting of the gopis and Krishna. And then he couldn't speak anymore. He just like choked up and started crying. So, generally, Bhakti Siddhanta Saritakura, he said, we try to avoid showing our emotions because it can be copied. There's something that they copy. Once I was told by one sannyasi, he went behind the stage to speak to a lecture. This lecture was famous for crying and tears coming out. He was pulling a chili out from his nose. So he stuck a chili out of his nose and he'd cry again. Oh! But that kind of crying doesn't do much good. To really feel about Krishna. So this verse talks about people who really feel about Krishna. And they love to discuss about Krishna. And so, but it is so rare to find our devotees in this world who like to talk about Krishna, who like to talk about the personality of Godhead. Most people don't know much about the personality of Godhead. And that's where the Vedas are very special, because they tell us about the spiritual world. They tell us about a personality of Godhead. So this is a very great opportunity that we get to discuss. Of course, there's the friends, and then there's the parents, and there's also lovers, and the gopis and Vrindavan, and queens and Dwarka. Like here we have the Rukmini. So that's even harder for people to understand how Krishna relates with his consorts with his queens. Each one is different. Each one is individual. So, one time Rukmini was fanning Krishna, and she thought that, I'm so fortunate. Other women are married to the to this material man. After all, his body is made of flesh and bone, and it's a bag of skin with mucus and blood and all kinds of stuff in it. But I have the Lord of Satchitananda Rupam as my husband. So I'm very fortunate. And then Krishna said, you know, Rukmini, I was thinking, we've been together a long time. Maybe I should give you a break. Ah, okay, I'm sorry. He's lighter, I was just joking. But she couldn't take it. To think even a moment of separation from Krishna. So, Krishna and his associates, they have such a wonderful relationship, and that if we can, the more we can discuss about Krishna, it's actually unlimitedly ecstatic. But unfortunately, we should understand that Krishna is completely transcendental, and that his activities are not of this material world. And the problem is that many people, they try to just, I think that Krishna's activities are material. They don't understand the level of the devotee's love for Krishna. So, like, when I was a new bhakta, one time I raised my hand. At the end, the Prabhupada asked, are there any questions? Because I was told, always ask a question. So I raised my hand. And then, I forgot what I asked, but I asked something about Radharani. And then Prabhupada said, who are you to ask about Radharani? Uh-oh. So, you know, Bhakta Jay, retract. So, you know, obviously, we need to discuss these things at some point in time, but maybe that wasn't the time. So, at some point, the devotees, they get great transcendental bliss in discussing the qualities of Krishna. But we should know Krishna's position if we're going to discuss his infinite pastimes. Like in the in Karnataka, they had the Krishna book. Every Janmashtami had a test. Now, first they gave the unabridged Krishna book, but there, because sometimes showed the pastime of Krishna and the gopis, some, you know, if the students read that, they would embarrass other students. So what they did is they had to tone it down a little bit so that it was suitable for the, you know, a new people. But to this day, I think they, with the tone down Bhagavad Gita, or the Krishna book, they read the pastimes of Krishna, and they have the inter-school competition. So they have thousands of students who take this test in Karnataka. That's done both by the Hare Krishna Hill, as well as the other Ishkan devotees. So, like this, people there in India, at least in Karnataka, the students get to hear about Krishna's pastimes. And then the deity of Krishna in Udupi is considered like the state deity. In Orissa, the deity of Jagannath, he is like the state deity. So, there's no such deity, maybe Kali in the West Bengal. So I think Prabhupada's plan was by having the Radha-Madhava and the Ashtasakis and having the Panchatattva with the big temple, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would become the deity that everyone prefers. He didn't say that specifically, but so our goal is that we'd like to see people appreciate Krishna. And there's so much to be done. So the people in India, they're quite receptive, but here there's a lot of Indians in the West, and there's a lot of Westerners, of course. So somehow or another, if they can get a taste to appreciate Krishna's qualities, Krishna's leelas, that would raise them up. So we would hope that this verse would apply to the greater number of people. So it's a great pleasure to be here. Prabhupada said he wanted to make a place of the pastimes of Krishna. So here he made a Nudvarga. In other places he called Nudvaniyati, Nudtalabod, Nudvrindavan. So his idea was to, we have Mayapur, we have Vrindavan, we have New Mayapur. That's in Ecuador and France. So in Ecuador they call it Nueva Mayapur. So somehow to have the people remember the pastimes of the Lord. So here they have the Rukmini's birthday. They have certain festivities which are unique in other places. I don't know, like in Panihati, Atlanta, we started the Panihati Festival. And to this day it's still going on. From here I go to there for the Panihati Festival, 18th, 19th, 20th of June. And then I go back to India. But if we can, wherever it may be, we should try to appreciate how the pure devotees, how they appreciate Krishna's pastime, how they appreciate the transcendental activities of Krishna and his devotees. This loving exchange is literally out of this world. So, at the same time, we need to understand how, what this world is, what the transcendental world is, side by side. This is given to us in the Ishvara Upanishad. If you know that, then we can understand the truth as it is. So, I thank all of you for your presence tonight. Any question? The details will be open from 8 to 8:30. Any question? Jai Gaudiya Ki. Jai Rukmini Dwarkadish Rukmini Dwarkanath Ki. Jai 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 Jagannath Valade Subhadra Prahlad Narasingha Nail Ki. Krishna Thayanadas. They sent some oil from Mayapur. Any question on internet? Sir?
So, my question is...
Yes?
Gauranga Prabhu also had a transcendental body?
Yes.
Not material?
No. Is his body... like Krishna, Krishna could look like he, as if he had a material body. In the battle of Kurukshetra, he had arrows which shot him, so he could bleed, and, but at the end he pulled out the arrows. He was as normal. So, for the Leelas, he can look wounded or something, but he can also heal right away. Superhero. But he is actually the Supreme Lord, so his body is Sat-Chit-Ananda. But he can appear anyway. That's why Krishna is speaking there. He looks like a young man. He's actually 125 years old. That's actually him speaking to Arjuna on the Bhagavad Gita. He's 125 years. Will you look like that when you're 125? So, Krishna doesn't get old. He's transcendental. So Lord Chaitanya also, he was around 48 years. So after 48 years, he disappeared. So he was also a transcendental. Lord Ram, transcendent, what? Lord Ram and Lord Chaitanya, they would appear like material because they were playing the pastime of the human being. So, Lord Chaitanya would dance kirtan, he'd perspire, he'd cry, but he was transcendental. Yes, Keith? You got one. Well, that's kind of a mystery that three groups of people saw him. Some saw him enter the ocean and disappear. Some saw him enter the Tota Gopinath temple and close the door. And Tota Gopinath, if you pay them a little donation, they'll show you the knee of Tota Gopinath, which is a crack in it. They say he entered that. Some say they saw him enter the Jagannath temple and close the door. When they opened the deity room, he was gone. So, you got these three sightings. But after that, no one saw Lord Chaitanya again. So we'll give you another chance if others run out. Yeah. Ananda Krishna Devi Dasi. Cut off?
Yeah.
How they can cut off?
I
Well, any guru, as far as that's concerned, they're initiated disciples. If they break principles, the guru has to accept some kind of suffering for that. So Prabhupada called them as the guru druhi, or a killer of the guru. So, of course, if the disciples do everything nice, they help the guru. So about chanting, I didn't hear a specific, of course, if they don't chant, it's our offense. But the guru is something I don't hear, but if we don't chant, well, we won't get a taste. We'll be more likely to break the principles. So, as far as principle, like, Prabhupada held up his body and showed me, and that time he was a very skinny, he was 84. So he said, see, I'm just skin and bone. This is because I accepted too many unqualified disciples. So, somehow, the guru will endure some physical trauma if the disciples don't follow. We have Krishna Prema Das. As far as you see, I want to continue on with my practice. At least I promised up to this end of October to continue with the practices of to regain some independence and walking ability. And our therapist in here in Irvine and Justin, he said it's a way of life that even you regain some abilities, you have to continue to do some therapies, some exercises your whole life, because otherwise you'll lose it. You can lose it. You can gain it. You can lose it. So we would see Prabhupada every morning. He'd go for a walk. He used to walk so fast that as a young person, we would have trouble keeping up with him. I remember he walked here around the streets in the Watsika. So he'd walk, he'd take a daily massage. Maybe that was his therapies. But as far as what a therapy, we have a committee of doctors and people that have been overseeing my activities, my health activities. So they're going to advise if I should come back to L.A., or I could go to some other place in Australia or wherever. So, depending on what they decide and how long it takes me to regain my independence, that will depend a little bit where I go. If I, in any case, once I, either that all the doctors say, well, this is as good as you can get. That's not what they're saying. They're all saying that you keep going, you'll regain your walking and everything. So, I'll keep working at it for the benefit of the devotees and the disciples. And your guru, Lokanath Swami, he said, I want to lead jointly with you next parikrama. So, and of course, Raghunath Swami, he said, you have to come to our winter yatra, not walking, dancing. And some Bhakti Chu and so many others, Maharaj and others have said. So, anyway, I'll try to regain. Now, if they say the last place for your treatment is in L.A., I'll come back here, quick. If they say some other place, I'll go there. Once I regain my health, then I'll travel 2 or 3 times. You know, I used to do 6 times around the world every year. Gradually increase 4, 5, 6. I think that I'll travel less. How much? I don't want to say now. Because I'll freak all the way to the disciples. But I definitely want to stay here for at least a few weeks and visit Laguna Beach and San Diego and the temples nearby. So that's it. I'm completely healed. At least up to the being able to walk, then I would still be coming here. So, like this, right now it's too early to say. They're going to check me regularly to see that I'm making progress or not. If I start to regress, then all kinds of whistles will blow. So then I'll limit my moving around. So, right now it's too early to say, but it could be very, very quick in 1, 2, 3, 4 months. Or, worst case scenario, I don't know. I would still come back here. Right now I'm taking the liver, medicines and the blood test has showed good results. So there's a lot of therapies I'm thinking that are based in California. So I would still be in contact. Also, Prema Chara was the chair of the health clinic, and he's based here, so I'm sure that he wants me to come here. But he has to act neutral. Seeing that, I don't know how neutral one can be. So anyway.
I know Savastrava and several senior Vaishnavas and devotees have a desire for you to come back. And we personally have a desire that you come back, and we have a nice swimming pool so you can do your therapy.
Saying.
Remember, you gotta take your shower and take a little license. It's gonna be 8:30 p.m.
Oh, I'm so
nice.
I'm Yes, Internet question. Please. Don't worry. Krishna says, Natavanti Mahatmanas Sanksindhim Paramangata, that if you reach the spiritual world, you don't fall down again. Or if you want to, if you know, my son kept asking Prabhupada again and again, if you want to, you come down, you're not. But who wants to? No one wants to. You say, you make that mistake once, you'll make it twice. Because once someone tells you, that, you know, the material world is a face of suffering, and you're in the spiritual all the time. Gee, what's suffering? Next thing you know, there you are. You find out. You wanted to find out? Okay. Here's your chance. Now once you're back again, another again. So don't worry. Any other question?
Yes, ma'am. Sure. Thank you.